Hi, this is Positive Stress, aka Fruit Hag. Before we start talking about small Redditors, I just wanted to beg for some money. If you, for some reason, like what we do, consider kicking in a couple bucks a month over at patreon.com/extracredit. Unlike the popular Cool Kids podcast across the lake, we don't come from rich parents, we don't have a pit, we don't have balls, so any support is greatly appreciated. For the most part, we just need to cover hosting costs for Thefman.us, and then anything extra is used to get better mics for our readers. We recently upgraded Amelia's shitty mic, and next we're hoping to do the same for Ash 2 and Positronic. Anything after that will go to replacing the batteries in Ash 2's smoke alarm. I'd like to also give a special shout-out to our honorary snakes, Poxmoor Porkia and Grass Dragon. Your support means the world to us, and I would be honored to die for each and every one of both of you. Maybe that's setting the bar kind of high on the thanking, so hopefully Ambius never asks me to do this again. That can be someone else's problem figuring out how to, where to go from here. Anyway, here's Space God exposing himself for the fucking Naruto weeb trash he is.
Kakashi's 5'11", Naruto's 4'9", Sasuke is 5'1", Sakura
nerd.
This is too much information.
You having fun there, guys?
Yes.
Talking about Naruto?
No, not really.
In my day, we watched Gainax bootlegs and we liked it.
So, Fruit Hag, how tall are the Sonic characters?
Oh my god, 3 feet, all of them.
I wonder if I could ask
Which
Google
the original ones, or just the canon ones?
None of Sonic is canon.
Wait, I'm gonna see how good Google is. Okay, Google. How tall is Sonic the Hedgehog? Oh, it doesn't give me anything. I'm getting an iPhone.
It just says, shut up.
It just says, go outside.
I'm not using your data for this.
Siri says, checking for escort services. Shorty rock to the beat for your boy.
Shorty, yeah, do yeah. It. Hey, it's yeah. Loso, in case you ain't rock know so. Hey, Dream, let me tell you about Shorty.
Hello and welcome to Extra Credits, the Bubsy the Bobcat and podcast. The snakes in the ball pit tonight are Dr. A.
Hello, I'm Dr. A and I am 18 cassettes tall.
Fruit Hag.
Petition to remove r/tall as a sister subreddit listed on the sidebar.
r/tall got to him.
Space God.
I'm Space God. I'm 0.0176 repeating Saturn V's tall.
Spooks.
I loved Breaking Bad before I went to this subreddit. Now I love it even more.
What?
Nutshell Gulag.
There's no such thing as male privilege as a short man.
That's true. And Amelia Blank, who is 27 cassettes of the hit movie Kazam.
Okay.
Without the cardboard sleeve.
That 1 millimeter would have gone.
Oh, those add up. It's Kazam a hit movie.
No.
It is with my heart. Burberry fragrance on my shirt from when she hugged me.
Hard as a rock when she touched me. Thinking now, cause she would've loved me. 3, 2, 1.
Grown-ups 2.
Hello, Extra Credit.
Hello.
Hello.
How do you guys feel about your height?
I'm average, I guess.
I feel average about it.
I'm above average.
I am tall where it counts.
I tower over you, puny mortals.
Did you know that your height can give you privilege?
Really?
Yes.
I don't think mine does.
Yeah, it's called heightism, and according to Reddit, apparently heightism is real and worse than anything. And of course, since it's Reddit, it means that they're virgins because they're short. So, we're going to hear from these folks.
Wait a second. You mean to tell me that there are people on Reddit that
I don't
bitter
think that
about women?
Yeah, geez, really?
And also are using their height as an excuse to rail against them?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, you mean to tell me there's people on Reddit who are virgins? But...
You mean to tell me there's people on Reddit?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes.
I think FruitHack has like 6 or 7 Reddit tabs open right now.
Just the one.
Yeah, just Markov chain bots all the way down. Everyone on Reddit is FruitHack.
Just bots that send each other off to like gross Reddits.
Okay, so we have a talk put in front of us thanks to Space God and Argyle Funk. And this is a Reddit community called r/short.
So
in length?
Yes, absolutely. That's totally what it means.
It's going to be like a 15-minute recording.
15 minutes?
All right, so what have we learned
today?
It depends
on how shitty this recording goes, I guess.
No, it's a short integer, so it can only be 16 bits long.
Nerd! I got it.
So, since Space, you helped put together this doc, do you maybe want to guide us to the juicy bits?
Well, first, I just want to point out on the sidebar, I should probably open up that. I've put off putting up Reddit as long as humanly possible.
I haven't clicked on it yet, because, same way, Let's go.
So, should we define what short is around the sidebar there?
Sure.
Oh yeah, I don't know what short is.
Yeah, I was
is.
Just born. what does short mean?
I don't know what a word means.
Well, thankfully this Reddit describes it. For the purpose of this subreddit, 5'7" and less is considered short for men. 5'3" and below is short for women. However,
why are they quotes?
By the way, the mascot of this subreddit is a porpoise.
However, everyone is welcome. We don't care as long as you're polite, respectful,
yeah, sure.
And have a positive member of our community.
Oh God, I'm just imagining someone coming in and being like, "Hey, I'm 6'3" and I just don't see what."
Well, that happens.
Everyone's just whoa.
Stick around, how that happens. But also, I do want to point out that 5'3 is considered short, or 5'7 is considered short for men, and 5'3 for women. So no matter what, one of the mods is 5'8. So I'm surprised they got a moderator position.
Can you actually read me all of the moderators there in the sidebar, their names and their flares, by the way?
I should probably mention they have flares on for every user that posts with their height and usually some dumb comment. We should read those as often as possible because they're the worst. So we have Sabrina Lilly. She's there, 5'0" and protector of the small.
God.
Oh, we have Kent of the Gray.
Arsenical, who is 5'1", which is also 155 centimeters, and they're pocket sized. Relevant username is quote, "I'm loads of centimeters, like more than 3 even."
No, that's not what it says. It says, "I'm loads of which I read as, "I'm loads of cum." like more than 3
well,
even.
We all really, if you think about it.
Welcome to Reddit.
Yeah, what is life but full of cum? And Grand Booba is 5'8", short, and there's, I'm not Frank West, I can't verbalize it. And the related Reddits are R Dwarfism, R Extra Extra Small, R Short 2X, R Shorty for Shorty, R Short Meets Short, R Short Fashion, and R Tall.
Oh, you forgot.
What?
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yay. Extra Extra Small.
And now that sounds.
Is that like petite or like.
One of those is definitely a porn subreddit. I'm just
yeah,
gonna
I'm
throw
I'm
it out
kind
there.
Of impressed that
okay,
this
let's...
doesn't seem to be.
No, that's XXXS.
XXSXXX.
That's really hard to say. Nutshell, do you want to take Heightism is Real?
Sure. Heightism is Real by Ozzy Geary, who is 5'2". It really pisses me off that most people doubt about the existence of it, as most people believe it is an excuse for us short guys to blame society. Just do a quick Google search with "heightism is real." No entry states that it is real. Instead, most of them are questioning its social existence, and most of them, in fact, end up bashing short guys for not dealing with it and having to live with our pathetic lives that no one cares about. It is just so sad how we say that we have solved most social problems when, in fact, we have been doing is simply ignoring them. Racism is real up today, and besides, we do acknowledge it. People believe it is slowly going to an end, and that it is close to it. However, we are simply ignoring racism. It is still there. Heightism is real as racism. Not as bad, but as real.
That's the post that I saw that made me say we're making a doc.
You would think this would be like, like prejudice against like little people, which is legit concerning. But no,
I will say that's like compared to like 90% of stuff that I see on Reddit, I agree with that more than the rest of it.
Yeah, it's
reminder.
Well,
this person's 5'2".
If that's where they went,
yeah,
with
but,
it, that
but
would be,
they're 157 centimeters. Bleh.
That would be a legitimate and valid complaint. I mean, I think that you know some short people. A lot of short people probably do have problems with people kind of having preconceived notions about short people.
Well, yeah, for sure.
But where this is leading is, I am not getting laid enough, and it must obviously be because I am short. Wah. So that
now,
that is open to mocking.
That. I'm sure that's not
any day.
Well, there's a bunch of arguments here that we can go through.
Yeah, what does that mean, by the way? What does that
BWE?
Mean?
BWE.
Wait.
BWE. Urban That's Dictionary great... says it means biggest wank fest ever. I'm 5'2", but at the biggest wank fest ever, I was 155 centimeters.
That's what Urban Dictionary
That's a different
says.
Reddit, I think.
In case you're worried that heightism is okay, there's a bunch of really good answers to all the different types of statements that people say about heightism, if you guys want to take that.
All right, so... There's no valid argument which makes heightism okay by Jeffrey Arnold.
But wait, there's no flair. How tall is he?
I don't know.
No!
Knee high to a frog?
He has no height. He's flat.
I say maybe he's an incognito tall person.
Oh, God.
Ooh, sleeper Asian.
I've been thinking about this for a while, and I just wanted to post about it before going to bed. Okay. So anytime the topic...
In my race car, Ben.
I hope you know my sleep schedule. So, anytime the
well,
topic
you went to sleep 1 year ago.
And I will not wake for a millennia.
Yay.
Soon Jeffrey Arnold will rise.
This is like one of those shitty intros to a recipe.
So, anytime the topic of heightism is brought up on Reddit and other places,
which I totally
go to other places, there will always be individuals who will try to blame shift. Woo. And trivialize the issue.
Shifting gears.
Here are a few tactics I've seen recently. There are plenty others. But here are some. Ad hominem.
You're insecure and bitter.
Heightism is still wrong / immortal. Or more.
Heightism is immortal!
It is immortal.
Heightism will never die.
What is short can never die.
This is the fight that we fight.
Concern trolling.
I feel sad for you that you can't get over your issues. I hope you find help one day.
Heightism is still wrong / immoral.
I think I see where this is going.
I see a trend now.
Blame shifting.
You short people should understand that your own attitudes determine how others treat you.
Heightism still is wrong and immortal. Immoral. I keep saying that wrong.
They alternate. It's good.
At this point, it's true.
Oh my god.
Heightism forever.
I pity you for having to read the next one.
Oh Christ, I forgot about
oh
this
god,
one.
Oh god, why did I pick this?
Oh goodness.
No, go ahead.
Marginalization.
Get on with it.
Go on.
My fruit
go
hag.
On. What's wrong, fruit hag?
Say your actual personal truth here.
Yeah.
Say it.
Gay people.
Yeah, let's just get the soundbite so we can play it wherever Fruit Hag goes.
Oh, God.
Put on his OkCupid profile.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Gay people are... God. Gay people are murdered in the street for being gay, and you're whining about being teased about your height?
I wonder what the answer would be to that.
Good point. That all put it in perspective.
Height isn't something immortal?
Heightism is still wrong / immoral.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Bio-truth argument.
Oh, yeah. Finally, we're at bio-truth.
Oh, boy, we're getting some red pill in here.
One of the endings
Small
to Mass
Effect. Aside, anybody uses the phrase bio-truth needs to be punched in the face.
Oh, so every Redditor?
Yeah.
This is where we draw the line. Heightism we're okay with.
It's programmed into our DNA through evolution that taller people are feared and respected more than shorter people. However, this doesn't apply to women being shorter. Sexism is not natural. I don't understand what I just read. Do you have an answer to it, though?
Heightism is still wrong / immoral.
The next one's a poem, by the way.
You're gonna drop some sick beats.
Yeah, it's got. So we're gonna.
I'm sure by the end of this, we'll have found a scenario where Haidism is not wrong or
important. Metaphysics argument.
An argument often brought up against
metaphysics. Haidism. The fuck?
All right, drop some sick rhymes, yeah. Fruit hag.
I don't know what you're getting at. Sorry.
There's slashes
Yeah, there's slashes like they're trying to build a rhythm.
I think those are just multiple examples. If you don't think about Haidism, it will go away. Think positive thoughts, and those thoughts will manifest themselves in reality. Stay positive.
Haidism is still wrong, immoral.
I don't think that... No, what? If you don't think about Haidism, it will go away. Nobody...
Just don't look. That
works. What?
Don't think about how short you are. Just ignore it.
Just walk around on stilts all the time, and you'll be good.
I don't understand. Does anyone think about this?
Ooh, this next like, one is long.
Do people expect you to just, like, think things into existence? What the fuck?
Sure. Well, you know, like, people say, you know, positive thoughts attract positive energy and negative thoughts attract negative energy. So if you're having a hard time, it's because you thought it on yourself.
Oh,
it's just
yay.
A topa, but for more inches on your feet.
The Garmin example?
Oh, so like the GPS? Yes.
Fuck, you beat me to it.
I know this little guy at work that everyone loves. He never complains about his height and has a lot of friends. He rents a room at his sister's house and he seems to be happy all the time. What is this? What am I saying?
His sister makes him dinner.
At 9:30 a.m. every morning, we all go to the break room and he dances a jig as we clap to keep him
on
rhythm.
What the fuck?
I think someone's projecting here.
I think there's some larger issues in this workplace at this point.
We throw dimes at him to dance for our pleasure.
I googled the Garmin example and there's no results. That's not a thing.
Yeah, I got developers for Garmin.
There's some dude named Garmin.
This reminds me of like Edgar Allan Poe's Hop Toad and they're all screaming at him, dance for our amusement, you little man.
Dance!
But I can't keep on rhythm!
We'll clap.
Okay, thanks. I'm happy all the time.
Did I tell you about my sister's house?
I have a secret murder room there.
That's the worst murder room secret keeping.
Anyway, Dr. A, your rebuttal?
So yeah, my rebuttal to that is...
Oh, I can't wait.
Survey says...
Haidism is still wrong / immoral.
Despite the happy jig.
Is Garmin like a guy on Reddit or something?
I don't know. I don't...
Let's go to Reddit.
/r/Garmin.
Edit. Thought of another one. Misdirection.
Oh, God. Wow. This is fresh off the dome 1 year ago. Wait a second. 5 feet and X inches isn't even short. Why do you care? Is 5X short now? Let's talk about that, guys. Let's talk about what is short nowadays.
And then I find a quarter in your ear.
There you go, little boy.
And then I glue it to the ground.
She's been sawn completely in half. Look how short she is now.
So wait, is 5X like the year that Mega
5X
Man
is a subreddit for people with 5X chromosomes.
It's Mega Man's height.
It's Mega Man's height? Okay. Well, now I need to go change the wiki.
Okay, yeah, but Haidism is still immortal.
Still? Oh my god.
It is. It's true.
So...
Hold the fucking phone. I just found the phrase reverse Haidism. Really? It's at the very bottom.
There's a Reddit bot called Totes Messenger, and what it does is if someone like posts a link to a thread somewhere else on Reddit, it just comes into the thread and says, hey, someone posted about this somewhere else, and it says, I'm a bot, bleep bloop, someone has linked to this thread from another place on Reddit, r/bad philosophy.
Oh, that is an especially bad burn.
Hey guys, my name is Jinke Jane.
Hi.
And I want to talk to you about blatant hateism from BuzzFeed Disgusting.
What's your height?
I have no height. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's one-dimensional.
He's not measurable by human tools.
Yeah, you can either measure his velocity or his height.
Just look at this feature. How short is Josh Hutcherson? https://www.hbuzzfeed.com/Peter/
The joke that's funny every time.
/hyphen is John Hutcherson. #.
All right.
PR990. Is that an
okay?
Diozy fart. Right, good job. Could you imagine them doing a how fat is X asterisk or how black is X actor, etc.?
Yeah, that never happens.
I know this is an old article, but I just found it. Isn't BuzzFeed supposed to be super PC too?
Sorry, I stopped listening like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, this is a weird thing where there's like an internal struggle in the subreddit over should heightism be part of like political correct culture.
Oh my god.
It?
The Redditor and the SJW are raging inside me.
there was one of the like some Reddit post that was just like we should stop dealing with this SJW bullshit and heightism isn't a PC culture thing. I'm like,
really?
And someone else is like, no, it is, and there's just an internal struggle and it's amazing. I could have gotten all that.
That BuzzFeed article is the worst thing I've ever seen, by the way. It's really stupid.
Well, yeah, it's a BuzzFeed article. By Lauren Lapidur, BuzzFeed staff, celebrity editor. Why am I not surprised?
Honestly, fuck her!
Okay.
That's the best way to do it.
You're short, so it wouldn't happen.
If she had done this hit piece on any other group out there, the internet would have called for her head.
Hit piece?
Oh, wow.
First thing, an internet like wishing for a woman's death, but okay. She saw a successful male actor and felt due to his height, she literally had to take him down. Literally. Edit. Look at how most of the shots she chose were him next to prototypical alpha males just to downplay his stature, even though he's a decent-looking guy
it's
himself.
It's to show he's short.
I'm not projecting, by
you
the way.
You can tell he's short. You can see him in movies, he's short. It's about how he's kind of cute and short.
But they're showing him next to prototypical alpha males short. Like Diane Keaton. And Taylor Swift.
Oh, I'm so lost. I don't understand anything.
Why does no one support us submitted one day ago by Shakesquarian?
I get it.
Yay.
Short men have no allies whatsoever.
Everyone's just killing them everywhere they go. And getting away with it.
True.
There are societies for tall women to make them appreciate themselves more.
He does know that the island of Amazons isn't real, right?
Short women fawning over the men and women on are tall, and no shortage of people telling tall people that they are amazing. Where are our allies? I'm not saying we are entitled to any support. I kind of am, but I'm not.
What are you saying, Shakesquarian?
But that's not the end of your sentence.
But it makes me depressed that we're in a struggle alone and no one seems to care.
Maybe you should reevaluate what you care about, dude.
First they came for the short
Heightism
people.
Heightism is wrong / immoral.
All right.
My name is Short Girl White 2K16. Men are disposable.
Oh, finally, someone I agree with on this subreddit.
Oh, wow.
Does that mean I can buy a 6-pack of them at the supermarket? Because that would be great.
I'm amazed that got upvoted. This is on Reddit.
Well, it's not somebody actually saying that men are disposable. It's somebody bitterly complaining that men are treated as disposable.
Oh, damn it. I thought they were just like, hey, everyone, check out this cool thing I realized.
I'm not thoroughly convinced it's entirely possible to completely untangle heightism from sexism. And what you have just said is one of those super messy things that covers both. Sad face.
Wait, hold on. So are you saying that when people discriminate...
That's sexism against men,
that when
yes,
people go, short men, I don't know, that's sexism?
That's high sexism.
These people are so close to me agreeing with their whole deal, but then I just don't. Oh, they're so close. They're so close, though.
I'm short, throw away 2K16 again, I have a reply, I already hate myself. But I'm at 164 centimeters. I believe that the natural size and strength difference between men and women is largely why there is sexism to begin with.
What?
Wait, huh?
Anecdotally, I always notice that shorter women tend to be taken less seriously, whereas taller women can be much more assertive without being shamed for it by being called a bitch.
Wait,
okay.
Hi, is this your first time on Reddit?
Nope.
I've never seen a woman called a bitch.
I've seen it typed thousands of times.
Well, it's not a very popular girl's name anymore, so, you know.
Okay, seriously, guys, check this out. No man would ever treat a woman as lesser if he feared that she posed a credible threat.
What? Mm.
There's so much subtext in there.
My god, these takes are fiery.
There are two ways to get rid of sexism. either change women's biology to equal that of men by making them just as tall and strong.
Testosterone shots are mandatory now.
Oh no.
I am on r/short in a thread that is about no allies for short people, and I am campaigning for everyone to be tall. Okay.
That's right.
I've got it, everyone. I figured it out. We all need to disappear.
Let's just shoot up polio into our veins. Then we'll get rid of polio. Or, the easiest alternative would be to campaign for the rights of those that are weak/short/etc. But whatever, let's not talk about that.
This person's on some incredible shit.
What the fuck?
As long as people continue to believe that size and strength are important qualities, I don't see any real change to sexism anytime soon.
Yeah, that's why sexism is...
Then again, I am on Reddit, as we've established. Of course, before you can get men to treat women as equal, you have to convince them to treat shorter men as equal also. Whoa!
Yeah. The real sexism
okay.
is heightism.
Women and children
men.
First, but short men before that.
Short men first, then women and children.
Look, I've hinted this idea to a lot of feminists.
Fucking bet you have.
Oh, to great success, I assume. And I'm surprised at how this logic passes right through most of their ears.
Six of their 7 ears.
They just stared at me mouth agape.
So I know this is our first date.
Well, you know, women's ears are naturally logic-proof. We stuff emotion in them so that we can't hear it.
I've laughed like a wolf again. I don't remember what my voice was like. Exactly. That's exactly it. If people...
You can just stop reading right there.
Yeah,
thanks. Dipshit.
If people really want equality, then they have to treat everyone equally. Not just some subset of people while ignoring others.
Oh, you're so close. You're almost there.
As an aside, I don't think that your last sentence about feminists is entirely necessary, semicolon. However!
I agree with you so far. Keep going.
I understand where you're coming from, because the term feminism has become divisive and has some really bad negative connotations stuck onto it.
I mean...
This is why I prefer to say that I am egalitarian.
Ooh, bye.
No!
Goodbye.
That's so nice.
That's because egalitarian doesn't have bad negative connotations to it.
The philosophical term of edging. We're just so close to the right idea, you're just fuck left turn.
Hello, I am a Reddit bot. You have been linked from bad philosophy again.
No, guys, egalitarian, it has less baggage. It is more readily available for starting a dialogue without placing blame.
That's not true. I immediately placed blame
on
you.
Reddit,
yeah, like the damn feminists placing blame all the time.
More like a gaglitarian, am I right, folks?
Yeah, I've never met a person who identified as an egalitarian and didn't place blame on feminism nonstop.
What do you mean? That's stupid.
Feminism is the real sexism, you see.
Can we leave this thread?
There's a thread here titled "My Reaction When I'm Talking to a Girl for Days on Tinder, but she stops replying when she finds out I'm an inch shorter
fucking
than her,"
guess.
And then there's a gif of a guy with a gun to his head. But more importantly, there's a comment by a username Mustang.
Yes.
If I may.
Go ahead.
Well, I have over 500 matches on Tinder.
Ooh,
go on.
Good for you.
Obviously, I haven't spoken to all 500, but I'd guess that I've spoken to at least 50 of those women, and not one has asked me my height, I assume. We just agree to meet, and if we hit it off, we continue. If not, we don't.
Wow.
Okay.
I understand causal relationships.
I hope not. Now, maybe there were women who met me, expected me to be taller, and ended up being disappointed, and as a result, stopped seeing me, but that can only be speculation.
That's why they
stopped
seeing you.
Yeah, because you were short. That is why.
No girl has ever mentioned anything about my height in person. But I know for a fact. If I wrote 5'6 in my profile, most of those 500 women I matched with would have swiped left. By leaving my height out of it, I've given myself a puncher's chance. Oh, a puncher's chance.
Yeah.
Why is that? Okay.
That would be within striking distance.
Women. And dating is all about numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it? We need to get our dating numbers off this quarter.
Yeah, he means the numbers appended to his sentence.
A puncher's chance.
Hey, I'm short throwaway 2K16 again, and I hate to be me once again, but I have a question to you, r/short.
All right.
Any short men accepted that they'll never be attractive to the opposite gender?
I mean,
because I have, and the contents of my post are, how do you cope with it?
You know, I feel like all you need to do is find one example of short people in relationships. I feel like that's all it should take for you to go, oh, I'm being ridiculous. Maybe it's your attitude that's the problem. I don't know.
Half the subreddit, there's like an awesome tag, and it's just like, hey, I married a girl taller than me as their wedding photos. And that's half this fucking Reddit.
Yeah.
Dr. A, could you take I Can't Watch Hockey?
I can't watch hockey despite being Canadian.
What happened?
There's a huge amount of height discrimination in the NHL, especially when it comes to goalies. People with bigger bodies and more reach are always picked over someone who may be equally talented but a few inches shorter.
I'm going to give you a hint as why that happens. They're blocking a defined-sized goal. And if you're bigger, you could easily stop more pucks.
Yeah, that's heightism. That's the definition of heightism.
But I know a guy, IRL, who gave up on his dream of ever being a professional hockey player after realizing his unrealistic chances of ever being picked for a major team. He's 5'7".
No! Maybe he wasn't very good.
No, it was his height.
That's short enough to be allowed on r/short.
The level of heightism in hockey, and maybe other professional sports, I don't know, is most pronounced when you hear things like, he used every inch of his 6'4" body to stop that shot.
Oh, wow, that's, yeah.
That's offensive.
Every inch.
And if a 5'7" guy was stretching to reach that, he wouldn't be anywhere near it. I wonder why.
That's great, but limiting the world of most sports to only the tall has completely turned me off ever watching them again.
I'm so confused. This person picked a very weird sport to complain about heightism.
I can think about three other sports that are more height-centric.
I'm 5'3", and they won't let me be in power forward
in the NBA.
What's
that sport that they say you gotta be tall to play? Hockey.
Yeah.
In the meanwhile, I'll stick to Olympic ping pong. Thanks very much. Can any other short people relate to this?
You know what sucks is I just expressed my opinion that this is a weird sport to be talking about, and you know who agrees with me? His Reddit user, Dick Wiener Penis.
Do you think people ever look at their Reddit names and feel like maybe just a little twinge of regret or...
Well, mine is Fruit Hag, so yes.
Well, I mean, at some point you just, like, you've had it for so long and you realize and you're like, well, I can't make a new one at this point.
Yeah, think of all the karma you'd be losing.
Yeah.
Can somebody take the one I just posted? Because I have a response to it. I'm short throwaway 2K16 and I have a response to this.
Oh, what the... Oh, Jesus.
Somebody please ask me a question and I'll respond to it.
Jesus!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh. This was 3 hours ago. This is a hot
take. Yes, 3 hours ago.
Nutshell, do you want to take
God
it?
God damn it.
Hey, guys. I've got a really, really good and important question for you guys here.
All right. What's your name?
My name is Make Short Great Again.
Okay.
Good.
Off to a good start.
171 centimeters.
Good to see you again.
And I'd like to know, if you could push a button and eliminate all heightism in the world, but it would also cause one random 5-year-old child somewhere in the world to suddenly go blind, would you do it?
Hey, my name is Short Throwaway 2K16. Yeah, sure.
Wait, we missed the part. We missed the part where in the actual body of the post, he describes his own post as one of the best posts ever made to this sub. This was 3 hours ago. Well,
but he also credits Garnold.
Oh, thanks, Garnold.
Which
I remember the Garnold example.
Anyway, Spooks, who are you?
Yeah, I'm Short Throwaway 2K16 again. I say, yeah, sure, full stop.
I'm
up for it.
I also see, yes, but only if it killed a barn full of kittens and puppies, too. Otherwise, no deal. I assume that was ironic.
I'm guessing.
I don't even know. There's so many people who like their usernames have the word trolling in them, and I don't know what to think. Like this person at the bottom of the thread says, "A fucking child, you heartless SOB," but their username is the trolling Pakistani, and their flare says 6'4" white knight cuck. So I don't think
they're legit. Totally.
I feel like this person is supposed to be like a parody of. Oh, well, here we go. Let's see what they're... Okay, because they're moderators of r/circumcision is good. This person's a moderator of r/fuck Jews.
Okay.
r/praise Hezbollah.
I'm gonna pull the ejection cord on this one.
I'm going to assume that they might be a bad person.
I honestly don't know. I can't tell what... I don't know where this person... Because they have trolling in their name, so I give up.
I
can't tell if they're making fun of these people.
If you troll by pretending to be a horrible racist, you're still an asshole.
That's true.
Well, I mean, that's not a question. This is a Redditor.
Fruitag, why don't you give us my hide is controlling my life?
Oh yeah, I posted this. Submitted 13 days ago by Fruitag. Or sorry, that says your boy Raindrop.
Your boy Raindrop.
It's your throwaway.
Raindrop.
All right. My height is controlling my life. I'm 17 years old and about 5'3", 5'4", barefoot, and I can't stand it. Even my brother, who is 2 years younger, is at least 5'7".
At most 6'4". Every day.
Depends whether he's lying down. Every day, all I can think about is my looks and how I compare to others, how I can improve it, etc.
Yeah, you sound like a really unique 17-year-old.
I lift weights regularly, but I really don't think it will make me any more attractive. My face is small, ugly, and round. My hair is always greasy, and every haircut I've ever had looks terrible on me. I feel like such a joke, and I can't help but think I wouldn't card if I was at least average height. What?
I think he gets carded?
What does that mean?
He'd have a trading card after him if he was above 6'4".
I honestly feel like giving up on life. I know I'm only 17, but I don't think life is ever going to get better. Welcome to being 17. Nope. Hi, I'm 17, and I think life is the worst. Yep, of course. I'm way behind on graduations, requirements, and credits. I don't have a job, and I've never had a girlfriend. Am I doomed to always being an unattractive loser? I think so. Hey, this actually is me.
Man, so it's weird. Fucked up.
Well, I got news for you, you boy Raindrop. In about 5 years, you're going to be, or sorry, like 6 years, you're going to be doing a stupid-ass podcast.
Hey, this is high art.
His height is the reason he can't graduate. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Only 6 foot tall people can graduate from this high school.
Yeah, so they have his diploma, like, on the top shelf of a cabinet.
I'd like to read the response to the do more expensive stores have taller people thread.
Okay.
All right. which is by Paralux, and basically in response to somebody who's asking if tall people frequent Whole Foods more than Thriftway, Paralux says, "Becoming a tall adolescent is key experience for indoctrination as a predatory adult, which is useful to corpse operation culture, which, wait for it, rewards the most cunning. As the mammonist idolaters here are proud to extol, heightism is just good business. Humanity just needs to get on the level of extant giant genetics to whom convenience is catered. Just like all races and creeds or other scarlet letters, height is tacit materialistic hierarchicalism, which you either carry water for or not. Short people got no reason to live.
Oh,
the construction of space in insane society is ideologically dependent upon such mundane illusion that it is nearly impossible to discuss as an obviously ubiquitous pre-reference."
So two things. I think that person, the only way they can reach their computer is they stand on a thesaurus, which is why their vocabulary is really good. And also, this fucking person's post-history is hysterical.
I'm just going to go through this person's profile and just see more things that they've said.
Well, they already said spiritual/genetic war between the seeds has always been the condition of mankind. People perish for lack of knowledge.
Oh my god, this is great. The tall are perceived as superior predators. This is the reason for their privilege under regimes of false scarcity. They do not win at a Ponzi scheme.
I think this person might be anti-Semitic.
And if you don't think so, here's what seals the deal on that. Race and IQ is more strongly correlated than height and IQ.
Oh, well.
That was in a thread called Oppression Olympics by Dwarf Master Race, which I neglected to include.
I'm sorry,
I have that album.
We completely just blew past the fact that this person is trying to suggest that more expensive stores inherently attract taller people.
Maybe
it's an issue of money? It must look like an NBA game inside a Giorgio Armani shop. Can anyone else relate to this? No, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I have seen tall and short people at Albertsons.
Yeah, but short, tall people have their own big and tall store. Where's the short people store?
I looked at Parallax's submitted posts, and the first one is 10 uncomfortable minutes of public speech regarding the ontogenesis of heightism to our lecture.
Yes, I agree. It probably was very uncomfortable.
The top comment on that video is most Parallax link ever. This person's a character. And they hate Jews, apparently.
Yay.
That's always good. Do you want me to take the dissenting opinion?
Sure.
You guys are crazy! Exclamation point. Height isn't that important! Exclamation point. And it's submitted by Mofara16.
Wow, this is unlike the rest of the stuff relating to the subreddit, this is actually not short.
Yeah, this is... I hate you.
Unless you mean an upvotes, because it has zero.
Yeah.
It's certainly short on upvotes, I'll give it that.
So, hello all.
Hi.
Period. I'm new to Reddit. Saw this sub...
Oh, you're in for a treat, buddy, if you're new to Reddit.
Sorry.
Saw this sub...
I'll see you in a couple months when you're falling down a great big hole.
Saw this sub reading post history from someone at another sub, lurking last days. I read a few things here that made me think many here are blind or crazy! Exclamation
point. No, it's space.
I'm writing
space
this post.
Space God, is this actually you writing this? So far, it sounds like just your discovery of r/short.
Yeah, I wrote a journal real quick as I was making this doc. It was real weird. I wanted to.
Oh God, it's all
We're
coming together.
We're not supposed to make our own content, goddammit.
As we realize that all of the people on this subreddit is either me or Space God.
I'm glad I'm not the anti-Semite. So, I'm right.
Well, that was a computer.
I'm writing this post because I want to tell a different point of view, a tall male who wants to be shorter. Oh, wait, fuck, this is me.
So I can look down at you and laugh!
I'm tall male, 191 centimeters, or about 6'2", 6'3". Here in Brazil, we use metric, not feet inches. Male, late 20s, and I hope you don't read my post thinking, he only say this because he's tall. I have many friends at 170 cm, and one of my best friends is 160 cm. So it's pretty much like, I know a short guy, so we're cool.
This is literally the same argument as I have black friends, too.
No, yeah, same. I read this at another thread, and it's a quote.
This belongs on the subreddit r/asablackman.
It's a quote that's pretty much saying that if you're short and talk to a girl at a bar, a taller guy will steal her away. And it's
like, pick her up and run away with her?
That's why I stay out of bars.
You're at an immediate disadvantage. That is how...
I mean, when she sees his chivos.
Pretty much the same way a 6-foot man is disadvantaged for 6'2". This is how women's brain work. Close quote.
How our brain work?
How women...
I'm confused.
Yeah, how women's brain work.
It's true. We're attracted to tall things because we like to perch on top of them.
Yeah.
yeah.
Whenever you're in New York City, you're just fucking hugging skyscrapers. It's weird.
Yep. That's where you find all the largest flocks of women is skyscrapers.
Brazil is well known for having beautiful people. It's true. Did you know average male height is 5'8"? Skipping some more. Shortest friend's 160. People call him dwarf. Good for him.
he doesn't really care. Or if he cares,
he
nobody
has a beard,
noticed.
He braids it.
Most friends I have are around 170 centimeters, and unfortunately, I'm the quote-unquote forever alone in our friends of group.
Yeah.
Wait, he says, I have the perfect height according to this sub. Get over yourself.
Oh, it gets better. I'm just going to skip a little bit more. Yeah, he's...
All of you, of course, think that I'm perfect.
Well, I have problems, too.
All right, yeah. So... But,
well, if this was a real issue, this guy would be a complete piece of shit.
So yeah, this guy says he's the perfect height, according to a Reddit. But he's saying...
I like also that he comes in and he just assumes that everybody here hates themselves.
Yeah, and so, anyways, I just want to get this
quote
out of the
please.
Way. But I agree, okay. Body slash genetics are important. Being very tall makes me insecure about my dick.
Oh.
It's a good size, but 6'4".
It's the ratio, man, the ratio. It looks smaller when you're taller.
That's fucking what he says.
That's how it is.
Don't spoil it.
Oh, shit. God damn it.
Wait, fucking predators! Why do they do this? They just—they can't stop talking about their penises. Yeah. Shut the fuck up! I fucking hate Reddit. Why do I go on this shitty website? Jesus Christ!
It's a good size, about 6.3 inches length, not pressed. 7.2 inches pressed. What does that mean?
So like, pressed. If you slant it down or something.
Is this the guy from that one? Like,
pressed.
Is that the guy from that one ironing board hand job?
What are you pressing?
What does that mean? According to studies / sites, my dick is bigger than 90% of males in the world.
Did a guy just come up to you and say he was taking a study?
But honestly, it looks small in my body. If I was short, my dick would look
perfect.
In your body?
Whoa, wait a second. I didn't know it was that flexible.
There's actually a subreddit that's entirely for pictures of people putting their dicks in their butts.
Anyways, quick subject change, dick's paragraph. My idols are Romario and Messi.
But how big are their dicks?
Oh, I admire them for their small dicks.
Pele is the greatest of all time at 171 centimeters. Probably a big dick press, too. That one's my editorializing.
I don't understand. He comes in like, you guys are crazy. Height isn't that important.
Anyway, my dick, right?
This guy goes on for fucking pages. Sorry, I sort of lost it there. The phrase. It's
pressed.
Yeah, my dick is pressed.
What does that
mean? When he's been pressing,
Control F,
you know.
Press.
Was he in an industrial accident?
Nobody asked. Nobody asked what he means by that.
No one?
No. Does anyone want to take Jack Bin Imble?
I get it.
Oh my god.
You're 154 centimeters. Jeez, you're fine.
Just the fucking. He talked about the your dick. Nobody cares.
Well, he cares about his dick.
Well, he's not a person.
I just want to go back real quick. Daily things are annoying. Sitting in restaurants / bars, often I'm not comfortable with the table chair ratio.
Any more comfortable than he is with his body to penis ratio.
There's too many chairs for this table.
Not enough knee room.
Excuse me, waiter, I won't have another table.
He keeps eating in restaurants that are like, have forced perspective going on. So he thinks he's sitting in a big chair, but he gets over there and it's small.
No, he eats in those chairs that are from, like, elementary school that, like, no one can fit in if they're normal-sized. You know, like adults.
I love the chairs. Have you ever noticed this? And everybody in the subreddit is just like, no.
What's the deal with chairs?
We're not 6 feet tall, dumbass.
Okay, so, someone gonna take the comment right underneath?
Yeah, Jack B. Nimble.
Sure, I'll take it. Blah, 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 another It's All In Your Head post from a tall dude.
I think there was more than that to that.
It's all in your dick.
You put a lot of issues out there.
It's all in your head and my dick is... and holy shit,
I'm
my dick is huge.
0 inches, eat me.
Eat me!
I didn't mean it in a physical way.
r/shortvor, alright.
Oh god, no. Okay.
Wait, shit, you probably could. At the end of the day, the world doesn't care that I'm confident, intelligent, healthy, socially adept.
I don't think you're any of these.
My god, it's every time. You're so close to saying something rational, and then you're like, but let's not forget that I actually...
Let's not forget that I'm perfect in every other
There
way.
Are numerous studies that have told us time and again that your life is drastically less advantageous as a short person. We didn't start on an even playing field, sweetheart. You started higher than us and lost certain advantages due to social anxiety.
Among other things.
We can certainly gain little footholds, you know, because of our small feet.
That might as well be in there.
By being...
Small feet, small dick.
Oh, by...
Pressed or not pressed?
By being extroverts...
Oh, pressed. So he was pressed in a rock slide.
You don't...
What is he doing to his dick?
We could do a whole episode on that word.
r/dick pressing.
Please don't go there.
Okay.
Listener, please don't do that.
Odds on it being people lifting weights with their dicks.
Either that or, like, people pressing their dicks like you
press
flowers.
Well, I mean, a bench press is not lifting weights with a bench. It's dick pressing. It's lifting weights while lying on a dick.
What about, like, like putting your dick in ink and pressing it against paper.
Yeah, like I'm imagining somebody like inking their dick and then mashing it between the pages of a book. Horrifying.
Oh, so I can see why it is a little bit longer when it's pressed.
Or using their dick to stamp on hot wax.
Is that actually what he means? That he squishes his dick and makes it longer?
Well, you're squishing it out.
Pressed.
Is this really going to be the rest of the podcast?
I'm sorry. Yes. I can't.
All right.
What is he doing to his dick?
Patches log. Okay, Dr. A.
And if you want to learn how to do horrible arts and crafts.
So, yeah, basically we certainly gain little footholds by being extroverts. You either are or aren't. You don't just decide to be. Or by being confident or being otherwise good-looking. But we will never have the natural starting point that taller people do. Nerf tall people.
Try it, please.
Yeah, tall people are OP.
Goddamn Valve.
God, I just...
Come on, Blizzard.
I just love the...
Yeah.
Jeez, Nintendo.
I'm confident, I'm intelligent, I'm healthy, and I'm socially adept. First of all, you're on Reddit, so all of those things are untrue.
Yeah, if you have to say it, you're probably not.
Yeah.
And then he just goes right back into, like... But still...
Do you think he just, like, says that same sentence into a mirror? Like he's in Taxi Driver?
Or just, like, staring at his reflection in the morning, being like, I'm confident, intelligent, healthy, and socially adept.
Are you talking to me? Are you saying that I'm not confident, intelligent, healthy, and socially adept?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, this morning.
Yeah. Wow, space code.
Also, I'll point out, I'm from Jersey, and that was my Jersey accent. I'm just gonna... Jesus, that was bad. I'm sorry.
I wasn't paying attention, sorry. I was going through r/dickpressing.
Oh, yeah, it was really good then, don't worry.
I have another link for you guys.
Okay.
Somebody user Hillary Clinton 2017.
Oh, that's what she's been doing. In the woods, on Reddit.
She's in the woods on her phone.
I remember when her Twitter posted, like... Now posting it, you guys are crazy. Height isn't that important on r/short. Come hang out.
I think Nacho should take it.
Wait, sorry. Hold on. Quick. You know how this guy came into r/short and he was like, I'm tall. I looked at his profile and one of his most recent posts is, lurking this sub, I want to make a post. Is it okay? On r/small dick problems.
Oh.
I wonder what his post was going to be about.
Yay.
So, how big's your dick pressed?
I like the cut of his chin.
Also, let me read the body of his post. Removed.
Oh.
That's a power play to come and be like, yo, check this out.
Yo, my dick's huge.
Hey guys,
but it looks
I got a really big dick. Just. Bye.
I don't have that problem.
Oh my god, so, scroll down. He also has a post on r/big dick problems.
So y'all, what's your dick pressing regimen? Thanks, r/dick problems.
He's got 99 problems, but a big dick ain't one.
You think he just wanders onto like the penis enlargement subreddit?
Yeah, wanders. I'm sure it's all very accidental.
Well, I can tell you, no, because he's got very few posts.
Aww. Well, he's new to Reddit. Just give him touch.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyways. Nice.
All right.
Oh my god.
So, Miss Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton 2017.
Wiping these tears out of my
eyes. What are you doing to expose heightism? And then the body of that is just titled.
then blank take classic killer. It's a reprise.
Okay. I behave like any other respectable person. If you try to show you are better than everyone else, you are in fact overcompensating, and you are therefore confirming a stereotype. Act as if you have nothing to make up for, because you don't.
What about your horrible personality?
Hello, my name is Last Word is OP. I have sex with as many girls as possible to make myself feel alive. No height is gonna stop me from doing that. In fact, if I was taller, I'd probably be in a relationship or something which would only hold me back.
I just want to read the flare for Sam GW. They are 5'6". All the inches went to my penis.
Let's do short culture, question mark.
So I'm Dwarf Master Race.
Hail.
Hey.
Let me get my dwarf voice on.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Is it Scottish?
So it seems like other marginalized groups in American society have one thing in common. Oh. A shared culture such as liking similar food / music / clothing, etc. Short people...
Sound a little bit less dwarfish, Fruit Hag.
Okay.
It's too spot on for me.
Short people don't seem to have that, though. The first step in making any sort of progress in combating heightism is to form a unified identity, IMO. Aside from common negative stereotypes. So what kinds of things do short folk have in common? I think a poll or survey might be a good start. So I'm going to not do either of those things.
We must invent our own short language and form our short religion.
I'm losing my short religion. I don't understand the point of this post.
I like the top comment. Height. We have height in common. This is a silly idea. Nobody seems to be on board with this.
I'm stressed, Mass. I don't want a unified identity. I'm a normal person.
Well, you're on Reddit, so I...
So, Nutshell, do you want to take Talon right underneath?
The shortest thing to short culture is the ability to relate with other shorties about common problems.
Where's such my as
at? Having to stand on counters to reach the top. Needing step stools.
The counter
of society.
The top, just the top, okay?
You know, like the spinning top.
Being the cute little one, and conversely having a short person's complex if you're feisty. Mm. Being able to weave through a crowd like nobody's business.
What about short, fat people?
Able to swing legs when sitting in most chairs. They don't address the intersectionality of being fat and short here, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Stuck in the middle of seat in car rides when the car is packed. And TDEE/BMR is so fucking low, two slices of pizza amount to a full day's calories with only slight hyperbole there. These things really don't make for much of a culture, or don't really make much for a culture. Sure, there are shared experiences, but I don't feel ties to other shorties the way I do my family's ethnic heritage. Hell, I feel a stronger tie to the anime otaku community and gamer community as hobbies I enjoy more than other shorties.
Anime was a mistake.
It's a rare intersection of otaku and Redditors, I think.
Yeah, we didn't have an anime reference until just now, so I'm glad we got that token one in.
I identify with Shinji because he's short.
I identify with Shinji because I cry a lot.
I'm Space God. I'm 1.4 Naruto's tall.
1.5 when pressed.
He identifies with Shinji because he likes choking girls and destroying the world.
And he's jerked off onto girls in hospital beds.
Hey, 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 we got a comment from Parallux in here. Someone read Parallux, please. I don't know what they said, but
I
want to
read Parallux.
All right, take it, Spooks.
The first woman was an adulteress and was beguiled by the tallest tree in the garden.
Never mind, stop
a serpent.
Reading.
I'm going to...
Cut the mic.
Have you not heard of Lilith?
No, I have more to say.
Okay.
Because I am on Reddit. After did she copulate with a man?
Wait.
She became pregnant.
How was she an adulteress? There was only one other person in the world.
She cheated on God.
Don't bring your logic
what
into
are you
this.
Fucking talking about?
This is holy scripture.
I cheated on Adam with the snake. I'm sorry, man.
I think they were going for seductress, I think.
She became pregnant. Hyperfecundation with both lines.
What?
I might have read that wrong. It doesn't really matter. One a heroic tall and the other short humanity.
What?
Huh?
Yes, you heard me. Here's my next paragraph. Human culture is short culture.
No.
You get it?
No.
No, but hit me with your next paragraph.
Okay. Alien hybrid culture
is the one
we are left with after Western women gave up being literate.
What?
They didn't.
You know, the Martians landed, women stopped being literate. It was weird.
Damn. That's...
Arrival was a weird movie, y'all.
For the privilege and benefits of bondage.
Oh,
that's what they did
for.
I can
tell you the benefits of bondage.
I jerk off to weird shit, preferring violence for illusory material hierarchism / idolatry.
Idolatry.
Women want
the
winner.
I listen to Francis E. Deck to fall asleep.
They don't want to win. Our culture is that being short is problematic for business. which I think I'm still replying to that one thread about short people business.
Yeah, hi, whoever's editing this, this recording is going to go for about 2 more hours. I need you to edit out everything that didn't have to do with Parallux. This is going to be a Parallux episode.
Yeah, this is the Parallux episode. We were doing an ordinary Hydeism episode, and we stumbled into a weird and beautiful thing.
You're welcome.
Classic Killer refutes Parallax's points, like, point by point.
Not necessary. Because...
refute what? What? What points?
And Parallax keeps replying. And
Parallax keeps calling the person Ashkenazi. I don't know what that means.
Ashkenazi is a type of Jew. They're basically calling this person a Jew, I'm pretty sure. Oh.
Oh.
Yay.
Oops.
Ashkenazi Jews are the, like, European Jews.
I'm just going to back out of that statement.
So Parallax is basically saying, stop shitposting, Jew.
Just going to put this car in reverse, and let's go to the next topic then.
Yeah.
Though we didn't read Short History Month, that we need a Short History Month. Do you want me to take that real quick?
Sure.
All right, so I'm last word is OP, I'm 5'5". No, I don't want to have a Short History Month, if that's what you're aiming for. It makes us look even more pathetic. Just like how black people hate Black History Month.
Really? Citation needed?
Yeah, that's one of the comments.
I think you're thinking of white people, maybe.
I think you're thinking of white people. It's the shortest month of the year.
Maybe they hate that they only get 1 month, but...
I have one of those moments where I look back at what I'm doing and the fact that I want to work for the government. And if someone finds this and just hears that one little soundbite, I'm fucked. Hi, NASA.
So, what did we learn this episode? Extra credit?
I don't know. What did we learn?
Because I'm 6'5", I can oppress all y'all, so...
what about pressing? What?
Also pressing dicks.
I'm so lost. This entire hour and 40 minutes of recording is a blur to me. I don't understand anything that just happened.
I just know that these people are both under and overthinking their lives.
Yeah, just every thread had like almost every person in the thread besides Parallax and the troll accounts, which is most of them. Was like just people saying.
Is Parallax has to be a troll, right?
No, I think Parallax is just.
Know. Parallax is a robot.
No, I think he's for real.
It's probably somebody that.
The fact that Parallax hates Jews, I think, makes him more likely to be a real Redditor. But anyway.
No.
Just like. Just almost everything I saw there was like just inches away from being like. Yeah, I agree. You're right. But then they just always just a little off course, and they're just like, anyway, that's why I'm being oppressed. And I'm like, oh no, you're not being oppressed.
It's psychological edging.
You're just short, dude.
I think a lot of it's in your head. A lot of it isn't in your head, but some of it is.
For a lot of people, it's a lot easier to point fingers at others rather than look inside yourself and say, why am I single? Why do people treat me like this? And for some people, it can be due to legitimate actual discrimination, and for others, it's just you're a jerk.
This girl once said that she doesn't like short guys, so therefore the world hates me.
It's true.
I searched for press my dick on WikiHow.
You want to learn
why?
How?
I want to understand.
I came into this like expecting to be, you know, a lot of people... just using their stature to just excuse not getting girls.
Yeah.
And, you know, sure enough, there's plenty of that. But a lot of just what we read, and I don't know if it was the selection of the document, it was just so circular. Like, they keep, like, stomping their feet around and, like, trying to, like, make their own culture and stand up to, you know.
But they don't. Like, the guy who was talking about their culture, most people were like, you're stupid.
Absolutely, they don't, and they get prissy, and then they just leave the subreddit because people are, like, trolls, which, you know, again, they are. And I came away with it, like, feeling that all of them are just so petulant, and I guess in their attempts to, like, stop Hydeism, they came up short.
Fuck you!
Good night, everyone.
Oh,
can I just say...
God damn you.
So I'm on WikiHow learning how to play a CD on a desktop computer, and it's just making me think about how that Christmas thing...
Oh, yeah.
like, that I think was just so representative of this entire subreddit to me, because it was like, I totally get where you're coming from. Like, if I were shorter than I am and my family gave me, like, platform shoes, I kind of would be like, hey, fuck you a little bit. But, but then just every time it always just turns into, like, and here's why.
We must war the tall people.
yeah, this is why, yeah, there needs to be tall genocide. there's a thread that I missed that was all about, like, oh, I'm in New England, which is known for tall people. I'm like, dog, what?
What?
No.
Not to me,
pretty
apparently.
Sure it's clam chowder.
Argyle says at the end of the recording that you all need to sacrifice me because I'm the tall oppressor. I'll accept that. So it's fine this week.
Kill Space God.
Why didn't Space God not take his finals? Well, he was lynched for being tall.
Google goggle.
One of us.
I'm so glad we're finally going to kill Space God.
Well, I can fit in, because if I just put my shoe on my knees and just, like, kneel down, then I seem just like...
Oh, now you just have really long arms.
That's like...
As long armism. I have my own subreddit for that.
Isn't that kind of like the short equivalent of blackface, putting your shoes on your knees?
And if you want to post racially insensitive things, go on over to Ball.
No, don't do that.
Please
don't. You will be banned.
Do a different one.
Please, God. Please don't.
Okay.
Lemon just shuts us down.
And if you want to get your dick pressed, get on over to Ball Pit. No? All
right. Marginal.
For $10, we'll do anything.
That's BLLP.IT.
For $10, Lemon will do anything.
It's in the terms and conditions.
Space God, where can you go to find our episodes?
Fuck, where can we?
You head on over to thefmin.us.
Oh, if we go on over to thefmin.us, you can find Pressing Your Dick to Guys. I don't fucking
know. You can
know.
Find our episodes.
Next time on Extra Credit.
Cover art and stuff. So go there. Donate to us so we can keep that website up and stuff. Bye.
Bye.
Watch Grown Ups 2!
Don't watch Grown Ups 2.
Please, God, don't.
Grown Ups 3 coming to theater. Never
mind. Small bones, small bodies, sinking to semantics. The slightest excuse, the tiniest exoskeleton. She said the fossil, it sets such a standard. Forgetting the reason, small bones, bigger problems. With this, I miss ya. I finally admit that. I beg forgiveness, my finest exoskeleton. I am.
I feel like every single episode I'm in, one of the bumpers is me saying some dumb shit.
Stop saying dumb shit!
No!